Hello and welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I am your host, Short Nerdy Guy. How's everyone's Friday/Saturday morning if you're listening to this in another country and it's, you know, already Saturday? Oh boy, it is a busy entertainment week. I say that. Because not only is the Falcon and the Winter Soldier season finale today, Mortal Kombat came out today. For book readers, what is it, Shadow and Bone, the Netflix show, has come out. I believe it's the last episode of Invincible today. And then, you know, there's the Mighty Ducks show as well. Woo! That is a lot to fit in to on a Friday. I'm getting older, and so trying to stay up until midnight to catch the last two episodes of Falcon and the Winter Soldier have not worked because I have been at the precipice of it being midnight. And then I wake up and it's 2:30, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and my TV is already off, and you know, I'm sleeping with like several pillows, which is not really good. You should sleep with one so you can keep your neck, you know, fine and everything. So I just, you know, just go back to sleep, and then, you know, I watched the season finale this morning, which was fucking fantastic. It touched on a lot of good things. It touched on how Sam is Captain America, and he is going to stay, and he is going to fight and continue to be himself and also be Captain America without the serum. And he's going to show people that he can be Captain America and he can whoop a lot of ass, just being who he is. There was a lot of other, I believe, Bucky had finally come to grips with himself. And he finally started apologizing and coming clean with, you know, stories of what had happened when he was the Winter Soldier, which, you know, that's great, but also really hard because, you know, it's trying to appeal with people that have had traumatic pasts and are finally coming to grips with them and dealing with them and starting to heal the proper way. Great. I'm not going to go that much more into it because there's a whole bunch of other people that go too deep into it. And, you know, you don't need another person talking about, you know, how deep it is. But I will tell you that they did something very good and very well needed with Isaiah Bradley, which got me a little misty, and it was fantastic. So. Yeah, it was great. The Invincible the episode with Invincible was amazing. There was a lot more, I don't know, trying to not spoil it because I know it just came out today and I want people to see it, but, I'll just put it this way. It was a great episode. It showed, if you read the comic book, you know where this episode is going, but they did it in such a unique in not better way, but in a more interesting way on how to tell that part of that story, which is fantastic. And also, Invincible was kind of also acting like a dick a little bit, but it was a great episode. Mortal Kombat, that movie, that was a great movie. It doesn't, that movie is not trying to win any Oscars. That movie is not trying to convey a message. But they did it in the right way of making it more of a martial arts and mystical and following the Mortal Kombat lore a lot closer than the Annihilation. Annihilation was god awful. The first movie was good because back in the 90s, because again, it was more martial arts, it was more dealing with magic and mystical stuff, and it had the appropriate characters in it. This one now is like more, it dives into more of the martial arts, and it was more bloody, and but it also dealt with magic and elder gods, excuse me, and also followed the Mortal Kombat lore. So I thought it was really good. I thought it was a good movie. I liked the action. I liked the story. This is weird to say, but the violence was good because it was Mortal Kombat. You have to have the violence in this movie if you're going to do a proper Mortal Kombat movie. So, yeah, this was a good movie. Just regardless, because it's a good video game martial arts lore following movie that you can just shut your brain off and watch it and just enjoy all the great action sequences. And yeah, that's my spoilerless, those are my spoilerless reviews of all of those shows that I did not want to spoil because I know they just came out today. So, and I have the privilege of having a Friday's off, and so when everything comes out on Thursday night, Friday, I can, watch it, and it would, So that's why what I'm trying to say is I don't want to spoil stuff, even though I've already seen it, and I don't know how many other people have seen the same episodes I've seen before everyone else has. That makes any sense. Probably not. But what I'm saying is I just don't want to spoil it and ruin it for anyone. Anyways, the Shang-Chi trailer came out this past week. I'm real excited for this movie and can't wait to dive into this universe, this part of the Marvel universe, because I am also a fan of martial art movies, and yeah, it's amazing. I can't wait to see this movie and know that it's going to do very well, and then we'll actually be able to get a great we'll know that we can make a great version. And sorry, let me try to speak clearly because my brain is not working. Once Shang-Chi is comes out, and I know it's going to do great. Once we know that we can do Marvel can do a martial arts mystical comic book movie, then they can move on to Iron Fist, and we can get an Iron Fist movie, and then we can both, and then eventually we'll get a Shang-Chi and an Iron Fist team up movie or something like that. And that's what I'm looking forward to the most, is to see Shang-Chi and Danny Rand Number one, fight each other, and then number two, team up together and whoop some ass. So I'm excited. Also, I found out there was going to be a 90s Daredevil show. Obviously, it didn't come out. It was canceled way before it was even greenlit, but there was an actual Daredevil show that was ready to go, had a cast, had a script, and it was ready to be greenlit, but they did not specify what doomed DC show in the 90s aired that made Marvel scared to not release it. At that time, Marvel was releasing not they weren't releasing the movies that we have now, but in the 90s it wasn't too many superhero shows. There was Lois and Clark, there was The Flash, there was a Justice League movie, there was that Fantastic Four movie. It was not a lot, but that's I'm curious to know I'm curious to see how that would have actually panned out, but oh well. Yeah, that's it for that one. The Space Jam New Legacy Funko Pops are up for pre-order on pretty much everywhere where you can get Funko Pops. I know they're at, I just checked a couple hours ago, you can get them at Hot Topic. You can probably get them at the Funko Pop website. I'm also excited for that movie. I can't wait to see that movie. I want to buy the jersey from the movie because the jerseys look dope. There you go. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Michael Keaton had said that he is legitimately going to put on the cowl, the Batman cowl for the Flash movie, which I, now I'm hearing that, is super exciting, and I can't wait to see how this movie ends up. Because Supergirl's in this movie, Michael Keaton Batman's in this movie. Ooh, excuse me. The way we ended the Snyder Cut with the Flash, where how he was able to reverse time, that was fantastic. So I want to see more of that. All right. And then one more, because once I get into Wrestling Corner today, we're gonna go in for a while. Russell Crowe revealed in an interview that he is going to be playing Zeus. Whoa, all right, because if he's gonna be playing Zeus, then that means we may be getting a Hercules in Love and Thunder, which I mean that would be an ideal thing to have Hercules show up in Love and Thunder, but I don't think so. But Russell Crowe playing Zeus, that's gonna be interesting. I'm very interested to see what that movie actually be looks like when it comes out. So all right, let's get into the wrestling corner. Oh, ding ding. All right, so obviously, if you are a wrestling fan, and I also want to retract some stuff. Mickie James was one of the people on that list that got released. I didn't realize that Mickie James was still a part of the WWE, even though I'd seen her wrestling at a lot of other places. But apparently she still was working for the WWE. So, Mickie James tweeted out a picture of a trash bag with her with a sticky note that said Mickie on it. And so she tweeted that out. She's like, "Oh, thanks WWE for the care package." And then, Stephanie McMahon and Triple H was immediately send out apologies to her, and whoever and the person who was in charge of that was fired, and then like three other people that were in the business side of WWE was also fired. No word on who actually sent it, but they have a they. I don't know if he's a legitimate fall guy, but they had a fall guy take the fall and was fired. Yeah, that, and then it comes out, and then it turns out that a lot of other WWE wrestlers who have left the company have had that happen to them also, where when you get let go, you just get a trash bag full of all your gear and with it, with like a sticky note with your name on it sent to you. Some people, they said that they've accidentally sent other people's wrestling gear to different wrestlers and then had them had the wrestler send that gear back. So, you know, it's we've I've always known that WWE is losing it entirely because, you know, it's not because they're not there's not there's still a lot of people that really care about the business, but at the same time, there's a lot of people that are just like not really caring about the business, if you get what I'm saying, you know, because they're still making a buttload of money. They still have some kind of outbreaks of COVID in the WWE, and you know, they don't really announce it, but that's the reason why you don't really see a lot of wrestlers that you normally would see, kind of thing. So you know, it's just a great in a little window, a great window into how they really treat their wrestlers and how they really treat their women wrestlers. Because if three other women have tweeted out that that's how they got their ring gear sent to them, that's wow, that's just that's appalling. It's gross. But again, like I said, when you're, you know, a super rich company and you don't really care about your wrestlers, then, you know, that's what happens. And I know a lot of people, a lot of like ex wrestlers are just like, oh, they're human and, you know, mistakes are happening. That if that's been happening to other wrestlers for throughout the years, that's not a mistake. That's like, you know, hey shitbag, here's the shit. We didn't have time to we didn't think you needed to be dignified with sending it in a proper cardboard box or, you know, with a goodbye letter or anything like that. We figured that a trash bag with a post-it note with your name on it was sufficient enough. Which is just appalling, and you know, it shows you how the lovely McMahon family treats the wrestlers. So, and I'm not saying that AEW is, you know, treats their wrestlers any bit, you know, they're not like the worst. I mean, they're not the better company. They, you know, they may have their problems as well, but I'm sure and I'm hoping they don't, when people leave AEW, don't send their ring gear in trash bags. So, but yeah, that sucks to hear that. But, you know, I'm glad that it's out there and I'm glad that, you know, people can see that, you know, the WWE does treat their wrestlers horribly. There is an article that says that Goldberg wants to make Big E's dreams come true. And if you ever, and if you listen to the New Day podcast, Big E has talked about wanting to, one of his dream matches is to wrestle Goldberg. And they make this joke, and, you know, Big E's like, my dream match would be to be against Goldberg. You know, having two big men bumping meat And it's hilarious, but I also want to see that. I want to see Big E versus Goldberg. That'd be pretty freaking awesome. Kurt Angle, there's an article saying that Kurt Angle explains why he won't sign with AEW. I think Kurt Angle's just done. I think Kurt Angle just, wants to be with his family more. And, I think he's not done with wrestling, but it's just like, the man has been wrestling for a long time. And he probably is just kind of done with that and wants to spend more time with his family. That is my opinion. I necessarily did not read the article. I skimmed it a little, but from what I got from it, it came off as Kurt Angle wants to spend more time with his family and, less time, getting into another wrestling company type of thing. Apparently there's a new Masters of the Universe prequel comic book coming out and this later this month or the beginning of next month. Which is dope. I can't wait to read it. If you're a fan of the Masters of the Universe and curious to see what how that happened, then go pick it up. Also Disney, Spider-Man, all three Spider-Man movies. Well, I believe the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, and the two Spider-Man Tom Holland Spider-Man movies and the Venom movie are coming to the Disney Plus sometime in the near future, which is fantastic. Looks like Marvel and Sony have struck another deal where that's allowed now. And I can't wait to. First of all, I can't wait to be able to watch any of those Spider-Man movies on Disney Plus. I thought at least Spider-Man Homecoming would be on Disney Plus. It is not. But it's going to be, and that's fantastic because now, if I've run out of things to watch, I could just pop on the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man and. Watch those movies again because I haven't seen those movies in a while. But yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to see that. I'm going to start watching after I record this podcast. I'm going to start watching the Shadow of Bone. It's not Shadow of Bones, which I've learned. I don't know anything about it. I know it's a book. I know it's a fantasy book, but other than that, I have no idea what it's about. So I'm going to use the word that I've been using this entire episode. I'm excited to see it. But I've heard from a person that I follow on Twitch who has read all those books and is excited to see this show. And she has all the books. She's has started her own podcast, recapping this show. Apparently, there's going to be prequel stuff that talks about the current books that are also in the Shadowbone universe. I'm not going to try to say that again. And I am not going to explain anything further because when I heard it and when I heard her try to explain it, I was lost every time she tried to explain it. So, yeah. If you want to know about that listen to that podcast, I believe it's called Grease Watch. Grease. Hang on. Let's. I want to pronounce this correctly. Let's see here. Let's go to the Spotify's. It is Greet. It's GRISHA watch. It's on the Before You Log Off podcast network. So if you want to check, if you've read those books and you're a fan of those books and you want to listen to people who want to listen to a very, if you want to listen to a woman that is very good at reading a ton of books and recapping her passion for those books and her friends, go watch that episode. Go listen to that podcast. So, all right. That'll be it for this week. I thank you for listening. I hope you all have a great rest of the Friday. Great rest of your weekend. Remember to wash your hands, stay 6 feet, social distance, wear a mask, get vaccinated, and if you are vaccinated, still follow the other two, wash your hands and wear a mask, until everyone is vaccinated, and then we can get out of this mess. So, I thank you for listening, and I will see you all next week. Goodbye.